This is 89.1 KMUW. It seems many of us have a lot more time to watch movies and TV right now. Starting today and every couple weeks, for as long as all this goes on, KMUW's Fletcher Powell will look back through the wide history of movies to point you in a direction worth checking out.
Last week, fans around the world celebrated what would have been the 100th birthday of one of the greatest of movie stars, the Japanese actor Toshirô Mifune. He had hundreds of credits, though he's best known for his work with legendary director Akira Kurosawa. Mifune had nearly unparalleled range. He could be suave and sophisticated, cold and calculating, wild-eyed and chaotic. To watch him play any part, you'd think he was born for that role alone. And yet he helped to define the samurai genre, anchored hard-boiled noirs, and starred in adaptations of Dostoevsky and Gorky. His mastery even extended to comedy, which we see in Kurosawa's dark but delightful 1961 movie Yojimbo, in which Mifune plays a lone samurai with a made-up name who arrives in a town caught between two rival gangs, and he plays each side against the other to his own benefit. That should sound familiar. It has many remakes, most obviously with Clint Eastwood in A Fistful of Dollars. But the cycle of influence hardly begins there. 7 years earlier, Kurosawa and Mifune made Seven Samurai, changing the face of epic filmmaking. That movie was itself influenced by American westerns, like those made by John Ford. In turn, American movies then adopted many of the tropes created by Seven Samurai, including the straight remake The Magnificent Seven. And this all folded back on itself when Kurosawa embraced this new style of American western, which resulted in Yojimbo. Multiple streaming services such as the Criterion Channel and Turner Classic Movies are celebrating Toshirô Mifune by offering a host of his films, including Yojimbo and Seven Samurai, and they're also available for rental through Video On Demand. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.